October 1942, actions of forcible roundups became frequent in the ghetto. The very old, very young, and people with chronic illnesses were taken away first. This time, the action was on our street. Within minutes, people were screaming. SS men were shouting. Dogs were barking. Shots were fired, and children were crying. As families poured out, they were beaten, mauled, and separated into two lines. When the SS reached our building, my father explained that the inhabitants were employees of the Gestapo and therefore not subject to the action. They did not listen. The man grabbed my father and brother and forced them into the street. I ran towards the back of the house, hearing heavy boots behind me. At the end of the hall, I climbed up a pipe that supported the balcony and jumped over the balcony's railing. Shots fired as I rolled into a glass-covered floor, cutting my arms and legs. Suddenly, the shouting voices were silenced by the shrill sound of a whistle, and an SS officer announced that our building was exempt from the action. We were spared, but later heard that people in the stable line were transported to labor camp Plaszów. The others were packed into cattle cars destined for Belzec death camp. March 1943, under the command of Hermann Goethe, the Kraków ghetto was brought to a brutal, murderous end. Approximately 2,000 men, women, and children were killed in the ghetto. Another 3,000 were transferred to Auschwitz-Birkenau. The SS and police sent 2,000 Jews to forced labor camps, Plaszów, including my mom, cousin Rose, and Aunt Itka. The remaining 120 Jews from the ghetto were relocated to new living quarters, Helsluchs, to continue working for the Gestapo at the Pomorska headquarters. My brother and I assisted with moving. My father arrived that night. The next morning, my father went to the ghetto to retrieve my mother, sister, and aunt, cousin, but only relocation papers for my sister has been issued. He returned the next day with papers, only to find that the liquidation of the Kraków ghetto had begun. My dad tried to reason with the guards, but was threatened to leave or be delivered to Hermann Goethe for target practice. Returning to Helsinki, he cried for a long time. He blamed himself for our family's separation. That day, he became a broken man. On my first day at Pomorska, Officer Eckert and Fritzsche put me to test. I had to haul more than 150 pounds of coal to the third floor. Having succeeded, they assigned me to work in the boiler room. Soon, I was able to earn Eckert's respect. He addressed me conversationally, asking me all about myself and called me Kleine, meaning little Knoblauch. Working at Pomorska was terrifying. The building housed the Gestapo's blood-splattered interrogation rooms. I was frequently ordered to hose out the basement holding cells where tortured, bleeding prisoners awaited transport to Montelupich prison.